Okay. I think before we get back into the source sheet, I just wanted to, you know, in Yonah de Yomo, we've been discussing, you know, between Milchamar, we discussed the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, but the very next mitzvah is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So we've been learning the whole sugi of Talmud Torah. It's Yonah de Yomo. It's a mitzvah in this week's parsha, Parshas Veschonon. So just briefly, parts from the Chinuch in mitzvah 419. It says, Mitzvahs aseh lilmod chachmas haTorah ulamdo. There's a mitzvah, right, to learn Torah and to lomdo means to teach it to others. Kolomer keitzad nase mitzvahs v'nishmor mimash mena'o hakel yisbor mimenu, that we should teach people how to do the mitzvahs and to avoid things which Hashem doesn't want us to do. V'das gam kein mishpatei haTorah al kivan ha'emes, to make sure we have things, you know, a proper understanding of what the mitzvahs are. V'al kol zeh, never know, all these things, it says, this week's parsha, v'shinantam livanecha, that you have to teach them to your sons. V'amro zichron livracha, and it says, really, you think, pshat, you have to teach it to your sons. So the Sifri brings out, banecha elu talmidecha, that your sons are your talmidim. And the Rabbi Yudin made a joint shel brachas for us and for his son Rabbi Andi Yudin. So that was a theme he darshened on the Vishnant on the Vanecha Eil Talmidim. His son and his Talmud were having a joint shel brachas together. But the idea is that we have a mitzvah of learning, right? There's a mitzvah d'oraisa of learning. We spent this whole summer going through the whole sugi from how much to learn, right, and then instruction day and what to learn and etc. But it all comes from the mitzvah in this week's parsha. V'cheinat ha'moitzis she'talmidim kuriyim bonim. You find the talmidim are called sons. Shne'emar posuk in Malachim beis v'yetsu v'nei hanavim. Okay, your disciples, your sons of the nevi'im went out. V'sham ne'emar, it says over there. V'shinantam shiu misudarim b'toch picha. That should be Masudr, in order in your mouth. Kisha Adam Sha'elcha, when a person asks you Dover, Al Tehim Agam Gimlo. You shouldn't be stuttering, literally, you know, in responding that you don't know what you don't want to say. Ela Tehe Oimelo Miyad. You should be able to answer him directly. Just skipping a little bit. Shorsh Mitzvazu Yadua. It's obvious the reason why we have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Kilimad Yadeha Adam Darchi Hashem Yisbarach. Through doing mitzvah of learning Torah, we understand the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vizu also, by contrast, without learning Torah, lo yeda velo yavin, you won't know, you won't understand, v'nechshav ki behema, you're like a behema. If a person doesn't learn Torah, they are compared to a behema. That's just the chinuch is a little bit of a opening for getting back into the sugya. So last week we were going to discuss the sugya about the Rambam, right? This first glance, very anti kolo Rambam. We did the Kesef Mishnah. So I said last week that the Kesef Mishnah is a lashon of kisufim, of longing for that. So Shalom pointed out to me afterwards, he thinks it's based upon a pasuk in Miketz, describing when Yosef is giving the goods to his brothers, right? Yosef is Yosef Karo. He says the Kesef Mishnah kichu b'yedchem. Right, there's a kesef hamusha befi am toseichem tashiu biyedchem ulai mishkehu. So he thought it was based on this. The kesef mishnah is a play on the words that he's writing something on the Rambam's Mishnah Torah. But we saw that the kesef mishnah was one who argued on the Rambam. Did we get to the Ramah? I don't think we did the Ramah last time. But the Ramah, I'll just say it. If you see, it's in source number 7. The Ramah is working on this idea that. That even a healthy person, in other words, someone who could work, is still allowed to accept. The Ramah, this is in Yoredei Reishman Mavav, he says, Kolasim alibo la'asuk b'torah v'lo la'asos malacha ela hisparnes min hatzidaka harezu mechalas Hashem v'azev v'torah she'osu lehanos midivrei Torah. Okay. V'chol Torah she'ein ima malacha gereris avon v'sofa l'listim l'abrios. Okay. V'chol zeh b'bori. This is talking about a healthy person. He's able to work. Oh, but derech eretz kitzas lechios atzma. He could support himself. Let's say a person's elderly. They can't work anymore. A person's health, you know, prevents them from working. Right, lekuli am. In this case, says the Ramah, nobody argues. Certainly, a person who is not physically able to work. Of course, you could, you know, you can sit and learn. No problem. Yesh omrim. Brings the Ramah Yesh Omrim, Dafil Babari Mutter. Even a healthy person is allowed to sit and be supported by others. There's a heter, you're allowed to do this.
Isn't it like mikatzah lakatzah? Like the first one doesn't just say that.
He's quoting the Rambam. He's working off the Rambam, right, we saw.
It's pretty sharp for Lashonos.
Someone who could work and doesn't is making a Chil Hashem. But if a person couldn't work, you're fine. That's the first Shita. Then he quotes the Yesh Omrim, that even before a Bari, even a person who's fine, who's healthy, who could work, right? Who's able to do this. It is an extreme, the Yesh Omrim, but then why is it any more extreme than when sometimes it says Osir and sometimes it says Mutter? Yeshua, right. It's also awesome. It's ultimately katzah or katzah.
It's not just usher, but it's usher with mechel Hashem mavaza.
Okay, like strong. That's right. Sharf l'shonos over here. V'chei nog b'chol mekom es Yisrael, and so too. That's the minhag everywhere that a bari is allowed to sit and learn. Sha'arav shel ir yeshlo hakasov sipuk me'an she'ha'ir. They support the rav. Today, shlo yitzarech la'aslag b'malacha b'fnei habrios. He doesn't have to get a job working, packing groceries at the supermarket. V'yizbaze ha'torah b'fnei ha'avoyim. Oh, there's my rabbi. Oh, here he is, can you tell me what aisle the tomato sauce is on? It's a bizayin ha'torah for that. So therefore, that's the minhag. Rav Brudy was once speaking, and he talked about that in order to entice Rabbanim to come to cities, part of the package, the package would be they'd offer me yeshiva. You're not only the raw of the shir, you'll be able to give a shir. You'll have the, how big a shir? 10 talmidim, 20 talmidim, 50 talmidim. That was part of the incentive package to get you wanted a chashav rav to come to your things. So they would give them as part of the thing, but teaching. But it was understood that this is done, and that is he says it's the heter. It's the heter gomer.
He
says one could.
No, he's talking about
the Yechini Segul. Okay, right.
These Yechini are also supporting the community. It's not like some guy just sitting and learning.
Mask 100%. From the raw, it sounds, doesn't sound like this is, you know.
It's not a blanket heter.
There's not a blanket heter. Well, no. It is a blanket heter, but it's not necessarily that's for everybody. Meaning, if somebody wants, let's say each person's don themselves. I want to sit in Kolo. I want to learn. So according to this, we'll see how the Chazanish right now is going to talk about that, how it used to be just for those, but now we'll see there might be more of a need. The Am Yisrael might need more people sitting and learning in Kolo. But you're right. It sounds like it's only for those who are teaching others or in these positions. They're the ones who could do it. But if a guy's just going to...
workers.
What?
The communal workers.
They're giving back to them, right? They give back to the community.
Yeah, there's no chilul when somebody is not. There's no reason for jealousy when they can see. There's no reason to inspire negative feelings when they see they're giving to the community, and it's obvious. If a rabbi is sitting there asking and answering.
Yeah, what about the guy who's been in Kolo for 20 years and no one's ever heard a shir from him? He's just sitting and shteiging.
Right. So that's where the issue is.
Really.
For the Ramah.
Okay. Let's go. Let's move it now to contemporary times. Let's jump to the 1950s. The Chazonish. Yeah.
Just one last thing. On the sure. From what people are saying. So, but how do you become the Rav of the city? I mean, hear what everybody's saying. But don't you need to be in sort of like the academy to? So they're in the academy to become the Rav of the city.
Yeah. That reminds me. I didn't.
It's like a hechatimsa.
I didn't hear this directly, but when I was in Rosh Hashanah's Kolel. So when we were talking, the Chevra, we had a carpool, we used to schmooze on the way in, the way out. Somebody told me there was a visiting Rosh Kolo from B'nai Brak. He was coming, visiting Rosh Hashanah's Kolo. And the Rosh Hashanah was, I did not hear this firsthand, so I can't vouch for the authenticity of it, but it went something along this. That the Rosh Kolo was explaining, he says, yeah, the boys sit and learn for 2 years. Everybody learns, that's Rosh Hashanah's sheet. Everyone should sit and learn after marriage for 2 years. Okay, make you a better husband, a better father, a better business, whatever you're going to do. If you're matzliach in those 2 years, then you sit and learn longer. But if not, you're out of the base medrash, you had your kovei itim, you sit and learn, you do a daf yomi, whatever it is, but you have those 2 years under your belt, and then you start working. If you really are cut out for this, so then you shouldn't be going out into the workplace. We need the B'nai Yisrael. We need teachers. We need rabbanim. So those people who have a knack, who are talented, who have a kishronos and able to do this, should sit and learn longer, right? But so it's awesome. The punchline is the Rosh Kolo said to Rosh Hashanah, "Your system is better than ours." Where it's like low plug. Everybody just said, "Okay." That was the shemua. I can say it was the shemua, but I can't vouch for the authenticity of it. So the Chazonish is igros. Rosh Hashanah says. Rosh Hashanah, I think he majored in Hebrew literature. I think that was his degree. He says, the Chazon Ish wrote everything so beautifully. Don't always agree with everything he said, but it's such a beautiful, beautiful Lashonos. Hinei Yedua. It's known. Kilo Chachmos, Chilonios Chachmos HaTorah. Right? Secular knowledge is not at all like learning Torah. HaTorah Eina Niknes Ela Le Mis'alim Bo Kol Yumei Chayim. It's only achieved and acquired by people who have a melus all their lives. Lefikach, therefore, hayamin hatzorech lahasir mibnei aliyah hamu'atim, the small bnei, amount of bnei aliyim, else all derech eretz. So for these people who are the bnei aliyah, who are really, the ones who are steiging, right? The guys who are cut out for learning. To provide for them the ability to freely be osik in Torah. They have responsibilities. They have kids, family, have to support. He's acting, as we saw earlier this year, the idea about the Rambam wrote that clearly, it's not only Shevet Levi, but his heart motivates them to, you know, be full-time learning. They're allowed to do such a thing. But they were like second tier, the kolo. Because the yeshivas, the day schools, do such a good job. The people are going to still be from. So you don't need the call to make sure the people are still going to be there. But the situation nowadays in Eretz Yisrael, it's very different. The sod of the secret for the kiyum of our nation, that the Torah is our neshama, it's the essence of our life. Because there's just a general decline, that the people, you know, it's hard for people to support themselves. Ragli amatza, because of the hahova, the current situation is notel chelik berosh bekiyam haTorah bechachmeha, to support the Torah, to support its chachamim, mostos hakolim, we should support the kolim. So now the Chazon Ish is saying it's like a shas of chak. Now people have gone back and forth over this. Was the Chazon Ish writing this because of the terrible churban that happened during World War II, and somehow there was a need, people felt they needed to replenish that the poskim? I mean, Baruch Hashem, we have a posting like Rav Osher Weiss, right? Who's like the next generation of Gedolim. So the whole generation was wiped out. So there was a gap. So maybe needed to in order to replenish. That's why there was such a strong push. Some have suggested, I would say, no, it wasn't Shasat Chak. This was meant to be. This is the reality. You're supposed to be sitting and learning. Okay. Now beyond someone like me to weigh in on what the Chazon Ish meant, but that certainly is clear from the Chazon Ish. Rav Moshe also has in the next source, you have in your day of days, a kufta zayin, the inyan kabbalas pras. Are you allowed to accept a stipend, right? Lefarnas asam meha kolin from your kol kadesh yochel his gadol b'torah. Now this is different. This is not Michael's. You're saying the guy who's going to be passing shilas or giving shiurim or teaching. This guy wants to become a gadol b'torah, but you can't do that because you got bills to pay, right? So I remember, you know, Rav Shechva's kolo paid when I was in $600. I was married, I got the higher part, I got $600 a month. Right? Okay. And then once we were driving in Queens, Kewaren Hills, and those ones like, you know, the double parking things, and I nicked some guy's side view mirror. I remember the bill that month was like $570. My colo check went for one guy's side view mirror. But you understand, like, these are the people, again, most people, not everybody, but most people who are sitting in colo are doing this because they want to steig in learning, right? I remember Rabbi Druman, all the shalom. So his son was a gentleman here from Edison Yeshiva. So gentleman Alvashem was one of the Rosh Yeshiva in NYU. And he said, I wasn't there, but Kevin Curtis had told me, he said by the Levaya, he made his boys, I think, study for the SATs or the regions or something like that. And he said, you should go into Chinuch because you want to, not because you have to. Right? Meaning that idea of like you have to be holding in things, but you want to make a decision. This is what I want to do. I want to be teaching Torah. I want to be learning Torah. It's a conscious decision. I'm not doing it because I don't have any other, you know, skill set, and therefore I might as well just sit and learn. But Rav Moshe is talking about someone who wants to sit and learn and steig. Is he allowed to? Hine vadei shapirov di. Of course, says Rav Moshe. V'chein ipsuk, he brings from the Ramah, which we saw, right? Shafi lubari mutar. Even for a healthy person, they're allowed to accept community funds in order to sit and learn. People can give them money in order to support those who are learning. Because they're able to comfortably sit and learn. Don't let the Yetzer Hara creep in. Upras the Rabbonim, Umalamdim, Roshi Yeshivas, Ezechet, Mechisor Midas Chasidus. Don't let the Yetzer Hara say to you, oh, this, you know, this, you're lacking by doing this. You shouldn't really be taking this. No, a person could have a smile and then express a Hakar Satov to the benefactor, say thank you for the monthly stipend, and I'm doing a wonderful thing by sitting and learning. Shehu Rak, I say Lifrosh Mina Torah, because a person wants to separate himself and learn Torah. Umi Yitain.
That's only a.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yitzer Hara is trying to incite you.
Right. That's it. I'm sorry. Correct. I read it wrong. Right. Right, halavai, we should have people who are going to be supporting them. Hayim is Rabin, Bnei Torah, Vigdoli Yisrael, Ubali Hora, Kiratzon Hashem Yisborach. Like Hashem wants, that you have Bali Hora. You can't have. If you don't have kol, you won't have people who can pass in your shilas. And that's all nice. Well, I don't want to support a kol. Yeah, but what happens when you don't know, like, do I need to repeat Yalav Yalav or not? No, I can't have anybody answer for me. I'm giving a silly example. Like, what happens when you have serious shilas? Seriously, when you have COVID-19, you have some of those literally life or death shilas, and who are you going to call? So there's a call in the people who have trained and sat and learned and were supported, because you know you have to be supported. You can't do both, right? She'ein lo ba'olamo el daladamas shel halacha, right? That these are the ideas. So again, you see clearly that a person could do that. Does it mean a person has to? No, there are many many calling where people don't. They just sit and learn. There's nothing wrong with that. People have an idea that only if they're going to be, quote unquote, giving back something. No, you have a tremendous. I mean, Mirchem, next week I want to talk about Yisachar Zevulun, how that works in Halacha and in Hashkafa. But just do one more tshuva. Do we have time? I'm going to my time. Ooh, we're over time. All right, I'm sorry. I didn't realize we started with the Chinuch, so we went a little bit later than. But
we can vote and see if we want one more tshuva.
You want to do a Chama Yosef?
Yeah, let's do one more.
Okay, I'll do one more. Right?
Any objections?
No objections? All right. I got one more week, so like next week I can go as late as I want because I don't have to worry about coming back next time. Nishalti mitalmid chacham asher yiras Hashem hi oitzro. I was asked by a from yiras, a serious guy, eizah derech yishkon or mechinas a halacha. What should he do in the following? What's the halacha say with the following case? Ha'im tov yoisel his parnes migia kapav. Is it better for him to work, you know, get a job and support himself through his own little physical hand work of his hands? When he has free time, he'll sit and learn, meaning he'll make a Seder in the morning, he'll make a Seder at night. Maybe it's better to sit and learn the whole day in Kolel. Like one of the Avreichim. So what's better? This goes back to one of the things we talked about the first week. Learner versus earner. Should I be a guy? I'm going to learn. I'm not saying I'm not going to learn. But if I go to Kollel, there's no comparison. The amount of time I'm spending learning each day versus getting it. So he says, Hamor Mikola Omar. We see from everything that's been said, She'odif livchor hatzol lilmod Torah kol hayom. Right? It's better to sit and learn all day. The kabbalah mischarzov letzorech panasoso mechazik prate omenhalas lakolel, and to get a check. Rather than having to work for a few hours, whatever it is, to get a day, and then you'll only learn in your free time. Meaning, being a working person, but you'll be a from balabas. And even if the the call is going to be a little less, maspika lo bedocha, it's going to be very hard lifestyle. Kevar hivtichu chazal shekol mekayim es haTorah me'oni sov lekayim me'osher. Meaning you're going to have a different style of life. If you're working, you're a balabas and you have a thing, so you'll have a more comfortable lifestyle. You know, whatever it is. But if you're going to accept from the kol, it's still better to live a more cramped lifestyle, a more, I'll call it more subdued, right? Rather than doing that, ki inyan hilo v'chaverav. So again, Chacham Vad Yosef also gives a heter, and when asked, not what, when he's asked, what should I do? If a person could do it, they should do it. But again, I'm quoting Rosh Hashanah a lot tonight. I know I'm over time, but Rosh Hashanah quotes the Gemara in the beginning of, I think, Chagiga, that says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries. There's three people Hashem cries for. One person, one category of person that he cries for, those who are not learning but should. Right? The person who really has the head and the ability and could, but just chose to go into a different profession. Kosh Baruch cries over that loss. And he also cries for one of the other categories is for a person who is learning and shouldn't be. not everybody, most people are, but not everybody who's taking a kolo paycheck is really sitting and steiging. They come an hour too late, they get a little coffee break, and they schmooze, da, 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 da. Okay, unfortunately, we can't say it's not out there, but it for sure is not the majority. For
also,
sure is not.
Also, there is, we have to realize, even those in Miyot who aren't like that, it's probably because they're socially pressured into it.
Ain't a Konami. Could be.
I have to post, I can